Let's get back into the culture war segment. Scott Masson, associate pastor at the Westminster Chapel in Toronto. Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church. And amongst other things, we've been talking about the Christian evangelical organization perhaps being defunded because they're doing work in Uganda, but also they've taken an anti-homosexual position, as Christian evangelicals do. Perez emails, when is Fantino and the Conservative Party going to ban the Catholic Church? The Catholic Church has the very same view on in terms of sexual behavior that the Crossroads Ministry has. Should the government withdraw any money for programs the Catholic Church run here in Canada and abroad? Why not declare the Catholic Church persona non grata and prohibit its presence in Canada? Not to do this would be hypocritical on the part of the government. So I guess he feels there's selective condemnation here. The Catholic Church is coming in for criticism. Greta Vosper, not least amongst them, saying perhaps a moment for a more progressive doctrine now that the Pope is stepping down. And that's the other question that we have on the docket here this morning, whether this would be the opportune time to try to move in that direction. Manny and Ajax, let's get your call in here. Good morning.
Yeah, contrary to some of the callers who are backing and saying things about Catholicism and all that, I back Greta. We must have more of this open-mindedness. And what she's bringing is the limited views of Catholics and Catholicism.
When you say we, are you a self-described Catholic, Manny?
No, I'm a Hindu. No, I'm going to represent the other religions on this.
All right.
Or Hinduism, in fact. And, you know, I like the talk about homosexuality because really it shows the limits and the it doesn't show enough open mindedness when Catholics and Christianity talks about this. And I know your other guy there. What's the other
Scott
who comes in?
Scott.
No, the other guy who comes in, McBeady, I think.
Oh yeah, on other occasions.
That's right. When I listened to him many times, I said, phew, you're really limited in your thoughts about homosexuality. This is creation of God. Human beings are there. Are you going to stop them from these kinds of things? No, it's there.
All right, well, could I ask the caller a question? Matt Manny, do you think there's such a thing as immorality?
There is immorality.
Right. And so are you saying that if I, as a, let's say I was a Catholic, regarded you as a Hindu and said that your views of Hinduism ought to be the same as mine as a Catholic, would you say that that was rather arrogant and that that wasn't your place to decide what Hindu views of things were?
Oh, no, I respect that because it encompasses everything. Hinduism encompasses everything.
Right.
And you cannot judge somebody else's that because, and that's what I'm saying, is that you have an open-minded to all of this.
So, Manny, how could you say that something was immoral if everything is included and is acceptable?
No, make it inclusive. Make it inclusive of other things. So,
right.
All right. So what Scott's saying is there's no absolutes in Manny's world, and everything is...
So I don't know what he means by immoral other than... Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, here's another ambiguous phrase, fair society. I wanted to just shift gears here because Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne yesterday, being sworn in, utter the phrase fair society.
For me, fiscal responsibility and social justice are inextricably linked. And you're correct in that there will be difficult individual decisions that we will have to make as cabinet, as government, as the legislature.
All right. She said social justice, which brought to mind Pierre Trudeau's famous phrase about a just society. But she did say she is promising a, quote, fair society, end quote, and a new era of postpartisan conciliation. Greta Vosper, what does fair society mean exactly?
Well, my concern about what Kathleen Wynne was saying is simply that fair society is a moving target. I mean, it can mean whatever you want it to mean. If you're talking about an equitable society or a just society, then you can get a little clearer about that. I think that Kathleen Wynne, I mean, if I was to project my own thoughts on to what she was saying, I think she's talking about how important it will be to balance our fiscal responsibilities along with the things that we want to do to improve the lives of all Ontarians, not simply those who have access, who already have access because of financial position or perhaps faith, if they have a religious group that's going to be funded by the Ontario government, although I'd be shocked if that happened. But I think that it means that, as she said, there are going to have to be individual decisions. There's not a single plan that's going to work. And that's one of Kathleen Wynne's bonuses. I think that she has an incredibly collaborative spirit, and that she will, with the rights and the best interests of a breadth of the full breadth and diversity of Ontarians, she will put those conversations at the table and struggle her way through them.
So fair society, it's like everyone welcome at the table and no one left behind and everybody's looked after.
The only thing that's puzzling about that statement, Greta, is that you seem to have a problem with her notion of fairness, but her notion of fairness is a moving target. That's your understanding of what Christianity is. It's progressive. It's constantly moving. It's constantly progressing. I don't see any difference between you and Kathleen Wynne on this.
My comment about fair society. I need to respond. My comment about fair society means that Tim Hudak could talk about a fair society too, and it would mean very different thing than what Andrea Horvath was saying about a fair society. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's just
it would
the
be
word.
The same, right. Well, the
has
word just
no real
the word just
meaning.
Can
you can't
be used
impute
the same
a particular meaning.
All right.
To
well,
it.
We've got you're right, Scott Masson, because we've got fairness now that's invoked. Barack Obama's talking about people got to pay their fair share.
Right.
I'm hearing fair as a word that I'm not really – it's ambiguous to me. It's kind of out there, but I don't know what it means in concrete.
Well, and the fuzziness is problematic to people that think straight. I agree with you there. Fairness probably has a sense of balance. I think that's what he's probably appealing to, and in that he's probably appealing to equality. Taken in a mathematical sense is that everybody is taken to be exactly the same irrespective of how they have acted and so forth. Everyone ought to get the same. It's a form of communism is what we're talking
about.
So
he's going to use the levers of power. She's going to use the state to impose fairness?
Not only that, yes, I suspect that that's a part of it, and she thinks that that is fiscally prudent, and I think the lessons of history demonstrate otherwise.
Well, she thinks it's the role of the state.
You've just proven
and she does think it's the role
I mean.
Of the state.
I don't think
but
that's
she also,
what she will be talking about at
she
all.
She also thinks that, and this has been clear from her platform from the very beginning as education minister, is that she is bringing about a fairness curriculum with respect to sexual diversity and so forth. It's she is going to bring it in now and impose that sort of fairness, which is a gay agenda, on the rest of the populace. In the name of fairness, in the name of inclusiveness, everyone is going to have a homosexual normativity foisted upon them. And the TDSB's own posters suggest this. And they also suggest that parents who are faith-based can't pull their children even out of that.
All right. So what it means is social engineering will bring
about engineering,
fairness.
And that's fairness.
Greta Vosper, is that the right approach to take? Do you agree with that statement, by the way?
I almost have nothing to say to that, because I think that's ridiculous to say that a child should go into an education system that is going to have their peers pulled out of a class if that child's sexuality or gender identification is raised. To say that we need to protect our children from making something normative that they consider aberrant and wrong, I find unbelievable. If we were talking about bringing a child into a classroom who was carrying a gun or who was constantly thrashing out and using profanities and hitting and harming other students, and that behavior was made normative, that's something different. But when something that is inherently true about an individual could possibly be set aside as something that it would be unfair if we allowed that to be called normative in our public schools,
I
find that unbelievable.
All right, but I guess age appropriateness is really there's the rub. A lot of parents believe that's not age appropriate for kids as young as 5 and 6.
We don't regard young children to be morally responsible. If they commit a criminal act, we don't treat them as adult offenders. And the reason why is they don't have the moral capacities to act and be judged responsible for it. And that the point here is that we would also, and with respect
hold
to...
hold children morally responsible for their sexual identity.
No, to their sexual identity, as you call it, which I just think is a mythological construct. Is something
well, it's not, Scott.
They're not capable of making
in your
moral
head,
decisions.
But it is not. Huh? I mean, it is not. It is not a mythological construct.
Because you say so, and you don't believe
gender
in absolute
identity,
truth.
Gender identity is not a mythical construct.
Of course, it is. The term didn't exist 10 years ago.
Well, we're going to have to leave on that note. I guess we're going to agree to disagree or something to that effect. Interesting points discussed this morning with the culture warrior Scott Masson from the Westminster Chapel in Toronto, Greta Vosper from the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.